Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
We often have the image of Herod the Tetrarch as a brute, a man who lived from feast to feast, who was eccentric, brutal, violent, lustful, gluttonous. A man with no interest in spiritual or intellectual things. Well, he may well have been many of those things. He's portrayed at a feast when he beheads Herod. And, well, there's not many good qualities that we ever find about Herod in the Gospels. Yet we might also suppose that he could have been what from the outside would seem like a spiritual man. The Gospel says that he used to love to listen to John the Baptist speak, even though John was preaching vehemently against him. Maybe he was drawn by his passion, by the fire in his eyes. It doesn't seem that John was excessively eloquent, but maybe by his eloquence, some sense of his radicality sparked a curiosity in Herod. Well, in the same way, we find that he keeps trying to see Jesus. He's speculating about him, wondering about him, listening to what people say. John has been raised from the dead, he says, or others say, and others say Elijah. But Herod, he's not convinced. And it says he keeps trying to see Jesus. Well, we can see in this passage that spiritual curiosity avails a very little. In fact, the very fact that Herod was a kind of spiritual man, or maybe he was, that he had these stirrings, these desires, these wandering thoughts, that won't be his salvation. On the contrary, he'll be condemned by them. It's not enough to be curious. We have to come seeking the Lord as disciples. That is to say, with humility, with a readiness to submit to him, not just to see strange things, not just to hear wonderful things, but humbly and dutifully and lovingly to submit to him as our Lord and as our Savior. Herod was trying to see him, but out of curiosity. We should try to see him so that we can serve him and love him and know his will.